This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 10 minutes after 6, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Hawkeye Steel has moved to its new office and showroom. Come out and visit them at 711 Hawkeye Avenue in White City. In addition to their steel inventory and metal building panels and component, they now stock a variety of metal-related goods, such as metal shelving, air compressors, nuts and bolts, etc. Ornamental iron components for the do-it-yourselfer, or they can quote you fabricated units. Hawkeye Steel also carries a variety of welding supplies. New items arrive daily. Get to Hawkeye Steel today. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
And first of all, in our farm news on this Friday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat trading at 725 and a quarter, up 4. May wheat trading at 728 and 3 quarter, up 4 and 3 quarter. March corn trading at 693 and 3 quarter, up 3. May corn trading at 687 and 3 quarter, up 2 and a quarter. March soybeans now trading at 1508 and a half, up 20 and 3 quarter. May beans trading at 1489 and a quarter, up 18 and 3 quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 721 and a quarter, down 17 and a quarter. May wheat ended at 724, down 21 and a quarter. July wheat ended at 728, down 20. March corn yesterday ended at 690 and 3 quarter, down 9 and 3 quarter. May corn ended at 685 and a half, down 10 and 3 quarter. July corn ended at 673 and a quarter, down 9 and a half. March soybeans yesterday ended at 1487 and 3 quarter, up a nickel. May beans ended at 1470 and a half, up 2. July beans ended at 1454 and a half, down 1 and 3 quarter. Soybean meal yesterday for March ended at 437.30, up 37. May meal ended at 435.70, up 28. July meal ended at 428.40, up 17. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 51.31, down 76. May oil ended at 51.68, down 72. July oil ended at 51.99, down 70. And March oats yesterday ended at 389 and a half, up 1 3/4. May oats ended at 387 and a half, down a penny. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon, with soybeans and corn. Soybeans higher and corn and wheat lower. Soybean values were supported by export sales and a stronger soybean meal value. Beneficial moisture from the major snowstorm in the Plains states weighed heavily on the wheat prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted the shell corn bids at 8 to 9 cents lower, at 684 to 707. And soybean bids were 6 to 8 cents higher at 1470 to 1488. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids at 10 cents lower at 691 to 709. And soybean bids were 5 to 8 cents higher at 1492 to 1501. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 9 to 10 cents lower at 687 to 716. And soybean bids were 4 to 5 cents higher at 1497 to 1513. Wheat bids were mostly 17 to 18 cents lower at 716 to 740. Now, the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 1 to 5 cents higher at 1514 to 1526, with the basis steady to 4 cents lower at 26 to 38 over the March. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $3.70 higher per ton, with prices ranging $4.43.30 to $4.53.30. The Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 10 cents lower at $7.11 to $7.31, with the basis steady at 20 to 40 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 11 to 12 cents lower at 705 to 706, with the basis 1 to 2 cents lower at 14 to 15 over the March. Soybeans ended 4 to 8 cents higher at 1510 to 1513, and the basis mixed 22 to 25 over the March. Now, new crop wheat was priced at 15 to 20 cents lower at 706 to 708, with the basis steady to 5 cents higher at minus 22 to minus 20 under the July. Now, the contract bids to producer for his new crop delivery in northern and western Illinois. Corn prices were 515 to 534 and soybeans at 1233 to 1247. In the central part of the state, corn was 515 to 534 and soybeans were 1236 to 1254. In the southern part of the state, starting with corn, contracts were 524 to 539, and for soybeans, 1244 to 1263, and soft red winter wheat at $6.81 to $7. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. April hogs ended the day at 82.37, down 57. May hogs ended at 89.90, down 47. June hogs ended at 91.70, down 65. February cattle yesterday ended at 125.30, up 20. April cattle ended at 127.82, down 40. June cattle ended at 124.07, down 45. March feeder cattle yesterday ended at 140.70, down 2. April feeders ended at 143.17, down 42. And May feeders ended at 146.50, down a half dollar. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you, and this is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded $1.97 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $69 to $78, and the weighted average carcass price of $76.58. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, and the U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were bringing 42 to 46, the 4 to 5 weights 45 to 50, the 5 to 550 weights 47 to 51, and 550 and up 51 to 54. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts country buying points traded steady, ranging from 54 to 57, and receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,913 head. From the Greenville Livestock Auction for February 20th, they had receipts of 530 head, and starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 119 to 120, choice slaughter Holstein steers 109 to 115, and choice slaughter heifers 119 to 122. Slaughter cows, starting with the premiums, we're bringing 90 to 95.50, the boners at 76 to 81, and the leans at 68 to 75. Now for the feeder steers, medium and large ones, the 4 to 500 pounders were 149 to 159, the 5 to 6 weights at 141, and the 7 to 8 weights at 124 to 125. Feeder Holstein steers, large number 3s, 4 to 5 weights were 89 to 99. Feeder heifers, medium and large number 1s, 3 to 4 weights, 151 to 163, the 4 to 5 weights at 145 to 157, and the 6 to 7 weights at 121 to 129. Now from the Walnut Livestock Sale, opening report for February 21st, they had receipts of 135 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 123.50 to 127. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 101 to 106, and choice slaughter heifers, 123.75 to 127.25. Now from the Reels Weekly Hay Auction at Congerville, they had receipts of 2,839 bales. And starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, they were trading $5.50 to $7. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares ranged from $5.25 to $6. The alfalfa mixed grass premium quality small squares sold at $6. And orchard grass premium quality small squares traded from $5.50 to $6.25. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 119 to 123 and on a dress basis of 194 to 196. Heifers on a live basis traded at 122 to 123 and on a dress basis 195 to 196. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow with very light demand and light to moderate offerings. 46 loads were traded, and calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $81.78, which was 57 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were at $182.35, which was 4 cents higher, and select carcasses at $180.20, which was 33 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, for Wednesday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 98,000 and 119,000 for last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 415,000, which compared to 418,000 last week and 421,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 160 down a half; for block cheese, 163 and a half down 1; for barrel cheese, 163 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, $17.25. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.94; for March, $6.99. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.86, and for March, $6.91. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $15.02, for March, $14.90, and wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.20. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $6.94. Corn at Scottville, $6.86. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.02. And wheat at Scottville, $7.20. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. It's coming up on 625. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Our local weather forecast for today does call for cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-30s, with southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 20s, and for tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy, the high in the low 30s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow Monday and Tuesday, low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies, 32 degrees on this Friday morning. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
There are those who go to work in a factory, those who sit in an office from 9 to 5, those who travel to a construction site, and then there are those who wake before dawn, spend their entire day in a field, put their blood, sweat, and tears into their job, and finish the work week long after 40 hours have passed. To the farmers of America, we salute you. This message is brought to you by Teamwork Rehab, getting you back in the game, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
And in our farm news today, this week is FFA week in Illinois. We recently talked to State FFA Secretary Courtney Gerstnecker, a graduate of Carlisle High School. She said that a lot of their emphasis is on younger students.
Yeah, that is definitely one of our goals, is to keep people excited about it. And even if they maybe have not heard it before with those younger ages, really get them excited and then teach them what FFA is all about.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and where you're going to school.
Well, I am actually a 2012 graduate from Carlisle High School. I am from Carlisle, Illinois, and I grew up on a small family farm where we raised corn, soybeans, and horseradish, actually. Like I said, I'm a 2012 graduate. My mother is actually one of the ag teachers at Carlisle High School, and my dad is a farmer, and he also sells crop insurance for Country Insurance.
Was your mother, as a teacher, was that a big help to you, do you think?
I think it was a big help to me because she is one of my best friends that I could ask for, and I really admire her. But it was really nice to have my FFA advisor around all the time.
Almost cheating, isn't it?
Oh, I guess some people may call it that, but I think more so I felt more pressure because she was my mom to do better and just really pushed me harder.
That's great. Where are you going to school now, are you?
This year, as a state officer, we actually take the year off from college. So I should be a freshman in college, but we have to take the year off to serve the FFA full time.
You really enjoy that, don't you?
I definitely do. It has been the time of my life so far. But after this year, I'm going to attend Kaskaskia College and then transfer down to SIU Carbondale.
What would your major be?
I'm going to actually double major in agriculture education and also plant and soil sciences.
Aiming for, say, a job as a teacher or researcher, something like that?
I would eventually like to end up teaching in the classroom, yes. That is my ideal job. But first, I'd like to get some kind of occupation in the industry to kind of get that experience. That way, whenever I do go back and teach, I have those experiences to share.
And that was Illinois FFA Secretary Courtney Gerstnecker. Here's a recap of the area livestock markets from this past week. We'll start with an update from the United Producers Market in Shelbyville, and we join Jerry Milberg of the Department of Agriculture.
Receipts this week totaled 379 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded $3 to $3.50 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $4 lower. The slaughter cows were up $1 to $2. Slaughter bulls lightly tested, and feeder cattle traded mostly $4 to $5 higher in a light market test. Choice slaughter steers at 122 to 124, select and choice steers at 116 up to 122, and some select steers at 109 to 110. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 111 up to 116, some select and choice Holstein steers at 102.25 up to 110, some choice slaughter heifers. Those range from 122 to 123, and some select and choice slaughter heifers at 119 up to 121. Slaughter cows, premium type, average dressing at $91.50 to $100. Breaking cows, average dressing at $90. Boning cows, average dressing at $80 to $85. High dressing at $86 to $88.50. And some low dressing boners at $73 to $79. Average dressing lean cows at $69 to $76. High dressing $77 to $80. And low dressing lean cows $55 to $67. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, average dressing at $90 to $95. Some slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds, low dressing at $81.50 to $88. Feeder steers, medium large ones, five weights range from 146 to 150. Six weight steers at 131 to 136. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, five weights range from 120 to 129, with some six weight heifers at 126 to 132. And feeder bulls, medium large ones, six weights at 144 to 150.
Now an update from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
Receipts for the auction on Wednesday totaled 530 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $3 to $3.50 lower, slaughter Holstein steers $1 to $2 lower, slaughter cows traded $2 higher, slaughter bulls run evenly steady, and the feeder cattle mostly $2 to $4 higher. Choice slaughter steers range from 119 up to 120, with some low dressing at 116 to 118. Select and choice slaughter steers range from 110 to 118. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 109 up to 115, with some low dressing at 107.50 to 108. Select and choice Holstein steers sold at 102 up to 108.50. And some choice slaughter heifers. Those range from 119 to 122, with some low dressing at 117 to 118. Choice 3 and 4 slaughter heifers sold at 114 to 116, and some select and choice slaughter heifers at 110 to 118.50. Slaughter cows, premium type, average dressing sold at 90 to 95.50. Some boning cows, average dressing sold at 76 to 81, with some low dressing boners at 68 to 74. Average dressing lean cows sold at $68 to $75, some high dressing at $76 to $80, and some low dressing lean cows at $55 to $68. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, average dressing sold at $93 to $95, with some low dressing bulls at $75 to $85, and some average dressing bulls over 1,500 pounds, those sold at $90 to $98.50. Feeder steers, medium or large ones, seven weights at 124 to 125. Had some Holstein steers, large threes, four weights at $89 to $99. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, four weights at 145 to 157, with some six weight heifers at 121 to 129.50. Had some feeder Holstein heifers, large threes, four weights sold at 70 to 80. And some feeder bulls, medium large ones, five weights. Those ranged from 141 up to 145. That completes our recap of the Greenville Livestock Auction. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And in closing the farm show on this Friday morning, once again in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 724 and three quarter, up 3.5. May wheat now trading at 727 and three quarter, up 3.75. March corn trading at 692 and a half, up 1.75. May corn trading at 686 and a half, up a penny. March soybeans trading at 1507, up 19 and a quarter. May beans trading at 1488, that's up 17 and one half. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106.